As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Link because it's draft night, one of the biggest nights of the year. Spend it with us on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, or streaming live on YouTube. Elliot Shore Parks with us for the rest of the show and with us for the, like, almost the entire evening, right?
Till the very end.
Till the very end. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to take defensive line or secondary tonight with their pick? 78.9% say defensive line. I just want to pull the curtain back on the show for a moment here.
Ooh, love
and
this.
And back at the studio, we have deep-voiced Luke. And it's the first time we – now, Luke, can you – say something, just say hello, I'm Deep Voice Luke.
Hello, I'm Deep Voice Luke here.
Now that's his real name, real voice. And we've had Deep Voice Luke on the air before, but Deep Voice Luke has never produced the show before. So he gives us these warnings in our ear when we have 10 seconds left. And I almost laugh every time, and I feel like it's happening to Ike too.
That is every trip.
It's startling, Luke, when you go 10 seconds.
I gotta make sure you guys are ready. I don't know. Gotta make sure you're locked in over there.
Don't you worry about us being locked in.
Yeah, don't you worry about us being locked in. Could you, do you know Mary Had a Little Lamb? Could you just do Mary Had a Little Lamb?
I don't even know if I know Mary Had a Little Lamb. That was when I was
Mary
five.
Had a Little Lamb, Little Lamb, Little Lamb.
Isn't that the peak time to learn Mary Had a Little
Yeah,
Lamb?
Yeah, that's so long ago. I can't
you had to be 14.
Yeah. Do you know Row, Row, Row Your Boat? Do you know anything?
I think I know Row, okay. Row, Row, Row Your Boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily. I don't
life
know.
Life is but a dream.
Life is but a dream.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. How do you not know the words?
This guy's so
old. How old are you?
24.
Right. You were just a kid like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like they should be fresh in your memory.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Too busy remembering Eagles stuff.
My ass. Do you even remember Ike Reese playing for the Eagles?
Of course I remember Ike Reese.
Oh, my ass. Name one play.
The one on that one Sunday when they played at 4.
Say the pick off of Culpepper.
The pick off of Culpepper. See, it's what I was getting to.
All right.
It won't be long until you guys are using Luke for some type of bit.
No, yeah, we've already talked about it. Because Luke does play-by-play, which I think is fantastic. I want Luke to redo great moments in Philadelphia sports, but if Luke was doing the play-by-play.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Greg in Atlanta, you're on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Guys, how you doing? Luke should do like John Facenda kind of voiceovers to see how that would be.
Oh, yeah.
Clovers and Tundra.
Yeah. Yes, but, he could do that stuff. He could do NFL Network.
Hey, guys, today is a day kind of why you guys are really so good, not really blowing smoke, but you guys have all the nonsense and the bits and everything, but it really shows when it comes down to it, subject matter is really important. You guys are doing a great job. Really appreciate it.
And thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's all Elliot.
You too, Elliot.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just
you know, I was thinking real quick, I got an idea for the draft, but you know, the fact that Jeffrey Lurie hired Howie and he's been doing this for, 16 years now, 15 or so, it just goes to show that, you know, you hire somebody and you stick with them, and they learn by their mistakes to be better. And I think that that's where the Eagles are right now. We're fortunate to have that. Because you see these guys like Mike, who you talked to a few minutes ago, who was talking about, his years being the general manager, and he probably could learn to be better over the years, but they give them so few years, it's really hard to develop a feel for the people they're dealing with, the people they're trading with, just the players and how they change and all that kind of stuff. I think we're really in a good spot.
Well, Greg, I think you make a good point about Howie getting better and learning from mistakes. But, you know, we could do an entire show on what happens if Howie doesn't stay when Chip Kelly gets full power of the organization. And one of the, I think probably maybe one of the biggest inflection points in Eagles history is Howie staying. Mm-hmm. You know, is Howie staying and not leaving when that happened? Because I'm sure he could have had opportunities elsewhere, but he waited it out. And if he doesn't decide to stay there, you know, do the Eagles have two Super Bowls? Do the Eagles have any Super Bowls if Howie doesn't stick
around?
Well,
and the other thing about Howie is, like, obviously at this point he's accomplished a ton. He's probably a borderline Hall of Fame GM. But up until that 2017 Super Bowl, he hadn't even won a playoff game. You know, so a lot of his success, and I think it's a great point by you, is a result, in my opinion, of being able to fail so many times. I mean, you think of he's probably experienced almost everything a GM could experience. And that matters from here on out because he's been through these things and he knows how to deal with them. So you're right. Like Howie having the long leash he does, I think we view it as like he can take chances. But I think the real benefit of it is he's experienced a lot of things.
And most GMs don't get that
right.
The opportunity
or head
to
coaches,
do that. Yes.
Or quarterbacks. Like, I think you say this a lot with the process, but like the thing that players got with the Sixers during that time was just reps and time, and especially in today's NFL. And look with the draft tonight. Like if you're drafted first overall, you're going to get way more opportunity than if you're drafted in the third round. So just giving people time, I think, is something Lurie has become better at.
Gotcha. Hey, I will be real brief. Here's what I'm thinking for tonight. Yeah, I'll get off the phone so you guys can discuss it. I know that Miami was talking about as low as a fifth-round pick for Jalen Ramsey. I would talk to Vic first about it, but I would give them two of the fives that we have for Ramsey. Then I would draft, because we're going to spend a lot of money on defense in the next couple of years. And to Ike's point about having 22 players that we can put on the field right now, I would draft the highest rated of a tight end, offensive tackle, or wide receiver first, and then I'd go defense in the second and third rounds.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Greg.
I would not trade for Jalen Ramsey. And the issue is not the draft compensation. He's due $25 million this year. So
you have to restructure that.
Yeah, and you're going to have to give him – like new money. He has no real incentive to, unless he really wants out of Miami and, you know, wants to win here. But I believe he has a Super Bowl already, if I'm not mistaken.
Rams.
Yeah. So I don't know what his incentive would be to take less money or even the same money structured over multiple years for the Eagles.
Well, 4 or 5 years ago, I'd have been willing to give up half the draft to get Jalen Ramsey here.
So would Howie.
Yeah.
Well, because wasn't that?
Remember that?
Yeah, they tried to trade for Jalen Ramsey before he got traded to
the Rams.
To the Rams, yeah.
Yep.
Now that was a long time.
Because wasn't that the year that was the year
they
guaranteed Alshon's money?
Yes.
And that was to free up to try
money
to go
for
get
Ramsey,
I believe.
Yep.
Well, and there's the Vic thing, and there's the Jalen Ramsey part of the Vic thing. Like, does Jalen Ramsey want to go play for?
Oh yeah, you don't do it unless both sides are on board.
Now they did bring Patricia in when he didn't get along with Slay, so you never know. But
that was a mistake.
And you
it was
You mentioned the money that is that Jalen Ramsey's due, and look, I'm not. It seems like everybody, the edge guys are now getting $30, $40 million a year. The Lions just gave Kirby Joseph $80 million.
Yeah.
He's a safety.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like Quinion's. That's what has to be factored in, too. I mean, Quinion's going to get $25 million a year at some point down the road here.
And what's Reed Blankenship going to get?
Quinion's going to get $40
million. Yeah, probably 40.
By the time he's paid, you know, that's two more offseasons.
Sure, yeah. So, Coop, too.
Yeah. And I think to Jalen Ramsey, like, you're right, $25 million probably has more shock value than it actually does in terms of him being overpaid. But just at his age, and you've seen this offseason, their reluctance to give anybody outside the building big money, I'd be very surprised if they traded for Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, now, they're locked in on pairing their own players, man.
Yeah.
They're locked in on that. I'd be surprised with the Jalen Ramsey thing. I'd be surprised.
Now, did you guys see the report about him and the Eagles?
Yeah.
Today? Okay, I didn't know.
No. What was the report?
Armando's,
I thought that's why you brought it up.
Yeah,
No.
A former Dolphins reporter, who I think works for someone else now, reported that the Eagles were one of the teams that had talked about Jalen Ramsey. But my interpretation of it was maybe like the Ramsey camp called the Eagles and was probably like, would you have interest in doing this?
Got it. So, right.
Or they were just checking in, but I'd be pretty surprised.
Jay in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay? All right.
Come on, Luke. That's two.
All right, Luke.
It's now, two. Now, I know you got a great voice.
Now, Luke, this was a great idea from Wolfie, by the way. When I address you, you have to say you rang. All right. So, hey, Luke.
You rang.
There you go. So
that's so good.
Yeah. That is really good.
So when I asked for you, you got to make sure you're keeping up with the callers here. And I'll be nice to you today, but Buzz can tell you I'm only nice one time.
Talk to Buzz. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what is nice? So you know I went Guida. You know I called 1-877 go Guida, and I'm going to have all the windows in my house replaced and the front door. And the thing about windows is, it seems like you look around, and maybe they're old, and maybe they're drafty. You're like, but at least I have windows, right? The windows are fine. But when you finally make the decision, it's about making the call. It's about getting the free in-home estimate, and it's about finding out the difference that a brand-new windows and a brand-new front door, maybe a sliding patio door, is going to make in your home. Your home's going to become more energy efficient, and that's a real thing. The glass they use and how these windows are made and how these doors are made are going to keep the elements out, which are going to keep your energy bills down. It is going to increase the value of your home, and it is going to make you feel better because something that was on your list is now off it. They're going to give you 20% off everything right now, 20% off every window, every door. You're not going to have to put any money down, and you're going to get up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. So you're going to enjoy these windows for a few years with no interest, no money down, and I'm telling you, you're going to feel better about all of it. It's a limited-time offer, and there are restrictions. So what you should do is call 877-GO-GUIDED. They can give you all the details, and you get your free in-home estimate, or go to goguided.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com. Let's try this again. Jay in Philly, you're on WIP.
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hey, man. The other day, man, Tuesday, I called and I said that the Phillies weren't, I didn't feel like they were a playoff team. And when I hung up, y'all mocked me and laughed at me, which is okay. But you didn't ask me why I felt that way. And I feel that way because we're not good with situational hitting. Mm. Our relievers aren't good. We don't run the base pads that well. And we don't field extremely well. And those things will matter when you play the best of the best in series. And they're just not – and those things aren't going to get better this year. They're just getting older by the day, you know. So I don't see where – and matter of fact, before the season started, I called and I said, there's not a
– When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Lock that we're going to the playoffs. Oh, that really had people laughing at me. But we're definitely not a lock to make the playoffs this year.
Well, three-game losing streak later, which is a total of four. Yeah, less funny.
But we won't laugh this time. Congratulations.
I'm saying.
How we lose games, you know? It's like
yeah, but they've never been good at that stuff. That's the issue. Like, they've always been a fundamentally flawed team. They're not good in situational hitting, and they've made the playoffs. Like, you hope they can overcome
and no
their
matter
issues.
What sport, no matter what sport, you have a window. But windows close quick, man. It's free agency, man. It's not 50 years ago. So you don't know if another team is going to come in, you know, and take your spot. You know, if you don't keep getting better. And we're not getting better. You know, we're definitely not. So all we're doing is getting older, more stuck in our ways, and thinking that we can that they can do it their way. And that's what I'm seeing. So that's them, and that's what I'm going to say for the whole year. But the Eagles, thank God for the Eagles, baby. Eagles. Mm-hmm. Hey, we got something going, man. We got so many needs that it don't matter who we get. I just want us to get good value.
Hold up, Jay. Hang on one sec. So we got the Eagles. You're super confident. The next thing you said was we have so many needs. So why do you feel good about a team that won the Super Bowl last year? I want you to explain it, but a team won the Super Bowl last year and now has so many needs. So how are they filling those needs? Free agency is over. They pick 32nd in the draft tonight. So how are they filling all those needs, right? We have cornerback, safety, linebacker, edge, right guard, and maybe tight end.
Absolutely. So we now have a program here. This is the first time in Eagles history that we've won the way we've won, but are also built young. So now we can plug guys in. It's their job to step up. I have faith in the whole organization. We always talk about Howie. Howie's got a great team. But I have faith in Vic Fangio that guess what? We have such top-end talent with Jalen Carter, with Quinion, with Cooper, that now we can plug a guy in and he don't got to be out of position. I'm sure Ike has seen a million dudes who played out of position in the wrong system. You go somewhere else and they play better. So I feel as though that we can have guys move up. Now, they might not be superstars, but we already got the superstars in place. So now all you got to do is play your position. Josh Sweat didn't kill the whole year last year. He had a playoff run, man. BG played better than anybody on the line before he got hurt.
Josh Sweat led the team in sacks last year. So he was
and was Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah,
but their edges were not very good.
Yes, I agree.
We can go through the history of Super Bowl MVPs, and everyone's not a Hall of Famer. Okay, so I'm cool with losing Josh Sweat because I believe in the system, the program, and the young people that we have that they will play their position with the dominant guys that we have next to them.
It's a culture of winning, Jay. That's what we have.
I hope so.
And this is the first time that we've had it to this extent. And I think people are scared because they've never seen it in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, after we won the Super Bowl, we had mercenaries and one-year guys in 17, 18. This time, though, we have homegrown young talent. It's different. It's the organization's job to make sure that these guys can play their position. And the stars have to be stars. And I feel like they will be.
All right, Jay. Is there a guy you would love for them to take tonight?
No, I keep flopping between safety and corner.
So who?
Okay, like I don't think defensive line is as important right now. Then you got to give me somebody on the outside, man.
Yeah.
So who are you looking at?
Oh, man, the what's his name? The kid from Georgia.
Oh, Malachi Starks.
Yeah, and I think because he's perfect for Vic's system, I think he's perfect, man. Reed can be back there and be a ball hawk. We can play the young fella up around the line. You know, like, I just think he'll give us attitude. He's big. You know, I think that he's perfect after losing CJ GJ. But, hey, man, if you give me an outside corner, too, I'll be happy also.
All right, Chad.
But don't give me no tight end.
All right. All right,
I don't think they're going to take a tight end in the first round.
That would them taking any offense. I don't think anybody would be shocked if they took an offensive lineman just because of because of what they do, though.
Yeah, but they don't need it.
I agree. I would not take an offensive lineman.
I wouldn't take
an
O-line.
We don't take
guards in the first round.
Of all the positions.
I tried to tell Elliot that for five years.
Deja vu, back right on this stage.
Yeah.
I will say it would be pretty surprising if they drafted an offensive player non-offensive line. Like a skill offensive player.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the only way would be if a receiver is sitting there and they have such a high grade on him, but that opens a whole can of worms.
Take a receiver and see how
we react. What can of worms?
It'll be Jalen Hurts 2.0 in terms of the
What can of worms there, Elliot?
Who knows? Just quickly on what he said on Malachi Starks, I do think, like, it seems, and, you know, you asked Mike Mayock about this, so, you know, you can always decide if you want to believe mock drafts are truly indicative of what's happening. But Malachi Starks does seem to be falling in a lot of the mock drafts. Like, a lot of mocks have him going 28, 29, 30.
Yep.
So they had him in for a top 30, which is huge for them. So tonight, I think they'll have a real chance at him tonight.
I think he's a second-round pick. To me, you have to be a playmaking, difference-making safety to be taken in the first round. Safeties don't go in the first round.
I agree with you on that. I think the appeal of Malachi Starks is he could come in week one, snap one, and be a solid player right away. I just don't think he has the special ceiling of some other safeties in this draft. And he's also not really, which is crazy because he's a former sprinter, he's not the great athlete some of these other safeties are. So I tend to agree with you that he wouldn't be shocking to see fall out of the first round, but he is a safe pick at number 32.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it happened to Cooper last year.
Yeah.
He fell into the second round.
Happened to Kobe.
Yeah, like teams, you don't – and I think with Cooper, people just didn't know how they would want to use Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they saw, like, yeah, he's more of an inside guy. Do we take an inside guy in the first round? Like, if you're not an outside corner that can shut down top receivers, what's the point of taking you in the first round?
Yeah, that's why he's dropped, because he's not an outside corner.
Yes.
You know?
No, I agree. I think Malachi is probably closer – in prospect type to maybe Nakobe, in the way that Nakobe was not a great athlete, mm-hmm. but he was such a good college player.
Right.
And when Nakobe has stayed healthy, he's been a very solid slash good NFL player.
Yeah.
But I think at 32, like, the Eagles like to take big swings. I don't know if Malachi Starks is a big swing, but maybe they feel a cost-controlled starting safety. You mentioned what the Lions safety got paid today.
Yeah.
Maybe they view that as, you know what, we have no great trade back options. This is a solid starter at a cheap rate for us for 4 years.
Wouldn't be shocked if they took somebody up front first. Maybe they got an end or a tackle that they are looking at. And if Malachi falls to that second round, Eagles traded up last year in the second round.
The same thing they did with Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can go do the same thing with Malachi Starks.
Yeah, and look, they have the assets to do it, not just in this draft, but next year they're going to have 3 third-round picks, and I think two.
Are those the compensatory picks from this year?
One of them is from the Jets for the Hassan Reddick trade.
Okay.
And then one of them is a projected compensatory pick for Milton Williams.
Oh, yeah, okay. We finally get our Hassan Reddick pick.
Right, so next year they have 3 threes, 2 fours, and 3 fives, in addition to their own first and second. So tonight, when guys start to fall, they have the ammunition in spades
to go up
and do it, from even just next year's pick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and truly they can't. They can't use all those picks next
year.
Right. They have 20 picks over the next 2 years. Their roster, while they have holes they could fill, has to still be one of the deeper rosters in the NFL, where you don't have all these spots for guys to earn ways onto the team.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Bam in Upper Darby. You're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Good afternoon, my family, my second family. How y'all doing?
Hey, Bam. Any new tattoos?
What up, Bam?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right.
But I'm thinking about putting ESP on there, too.
Oh, there you go.
I need proof that this is real. I really do.
Bam, if you get an ESP tattoo, I will pay for it.
Me too.
Yeah.
You can put the Eagles Insider of the Year trophy on.
Yeah.
Oh,
now, what part of your body do you want ESP tattooed?
On the butt.
No.
Lower back?
No, my right chest.
There we go.
Right chest.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
The heart's in the left chest.
Yeah. Got a question before I get my point, right? My Eagles point. Hey, you know how you do the pros 50 and Frozen 50 for 50 or something like that?
Oh, the, no. Broads, the Flyers and 50 with yep. Broads. Puck yeah. it up.
Yep, I got one for you too. Why he's right there, bending like ESP, because he, you know, me and ESP be going to the Union game together.
That's exactly right. Bend it like Beckham. Yep. Bend it like ESP.
Bend it like ESP. Yeah. Well, I don't know if we're going to do a soccer
on the pitch with
thing.
Elliot.
On the pitch with Elliot.
There you go. There you go.
No.
Probably not, though.
Probably not.
I like the idea, though. I like the idea.
Yep. No, my point is, I think we talked about that yesterday, ESP. Goddard getting traded and getting Trey Henderson and then going mm-hmm. for a third or fourth round pick, and then getting Justin Simmons back. You think that's going to work?
Get Justin Simmons. You're talking about the safety?
Yeah.
No,
the other Justin Simmons.
Well, okay. Well, it's draft night, so. So I think with Justin Simmons, if they really wanted him, he would have been here already. They've had multiple chances to get him. Now, if the draft doesn't fall their way, I'm sure Justin, like, then things could potentially change. They do seem pretty intent on giving Sidney Brown at least a chance to do it. And if you bring Justin Simmons in, that basically ends that. So I think they'll give these young guys at least OTAs to see what they have. And then going into training camp, you know, maybe you make some moves there.
Yeah, no harm in doing that.
Yeah, Justin Simmons isn't going anywhere, too. You know, he clearly wants to
come
here.
And he wants to be here.
And he doesn't want to partake in OTAs, I'm sure. Right. So he's fine sitting there for the next 2 months.
Yeah, but fine signing after June or
yes.
so.
Yes, yeah. Which is what he did last year, I think.
Yep.
Gotcha. And my Phillies point, right?
No.
I think, man, that Romano guy or Romano guy.
Yep. Romano.
Yeah.
Okay. He stinks, man. He needs to be
so true.
No, I'm buying stock in Romano.
Well, his ERA
be
lower.
Like yeah, low right now.
It's a good time to buy if you want a good price.
Jack's buying the dip on Romano.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
I'm a penny stocksman.
Everyone knows
that.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I took one stocks class in high school. I'm pretty sure we almost convinced my stocks teacher to like invest in this penny stock, and then it blew up the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you buy crypto too? You a crypto guy?
Nah, I'm anti-crypto. All right. Everyone knows that.
All right. 215-592-9494. It is draft day. WIP is your home for every single moment of draft coverage and discussion. Keep listening on your radio. You can watch on YouTube, but we will have. We'll be here with you all the way through the pick, and then after the pick, and we'll yell about it tomorrow. Jack, what is coming up in the top 5 at 5?
So, Spike, long before you did the YouTube big board, there was the Jack Fritz name test. So I have my 5 players. I have busts and stars that the Eagles could possibly pick at 32.
Based on name only. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.